Chapter 5, A Portrait of the Author as a Young Man.
So imagine this. The book is done, the advance is being spent. All that's left before publishing are a few design decisions and details, and one particular detail that inspires more angst than you might imagine.
I'm 39 years old. It feels weird to like obsess about a photograph. You know, it makes you feel like you're, I don't know, going to prom or something.
In 2015, Max Wirestone was getting ready to release his debut novel, The Unfortunate Decisions of Dahlia Moss, when he found himself facing what may be the most awkward part of the publishing process and its projection of the writerly brand, the author photo. Max told this story to producer Taylor Quimby.
It's sort of undignified to be spending a lot of time thinking about it, but you do, you know, like, what are you going to wear? How are you going to dress? There's a whole question of, like, makeup. I came into this as a librarian, so, I see the author photos all the time, which I feel like maybe isn't helpful. You know, you have all the cliches that you want to avoid, like touching your face or like looking too thoughtful or looking too hipstery. I settled on like kind of this like jogging outfit, which seems really dumb in retrospect, but it felt like the most neutral thing I could come up with. So yeah, I had someone come and take my photograph. The biggest issue was like the morning of, I ended up, you know, so I'm shaving, I want to have like a nice clean shaven thing, and I just slice my face like right open. Like, I mean, not just like one slice, but it's just like a razor. It's like I have been attacked by leeches across my neck. You know, my brand is like vampire or like sort of wounded person. And I ended up I went out to the mall in Concord, and I just was basically wandering like the makeup aisles of like the Bon-Ton, and just I just come up to some like poor woman and I'm like, I don't know anything about makeup and I'm bleeding everywhere. What do I do? And so she does something to me, and I look okay. And you can see on my photograph, you know, you can't tell that I'm bleeding.
So if you could do it again, would you have done it differently?
What would I do differently? I think I would just go in for, I would touch my face. I would go in for the cliches. I mean,
maybe a smoking jacket, a pipe.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and the other thing is, I was looking at, I've been looking at them more and more. It's like, there's some good authors that do some of the cliche things, you know, just because everyone's doing it, it's not necessarily bad. Like Roxanne is gay, is totally touching your face, you know, and I figure it's good enough for her, you know, why not me?
Max Wirestone, author of The Unfortunate Decisions of Dahlia Moss, speaking there with Taylor Quimby.